to fear. Embrace my fears, relieved. How precious did that grace appear? The hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And grace has led him home.
Thank you. I wrote this song a couple weeks ago. It's called All in Love, and I dedicated it to my grandpa. It's about God's love, and through God's love, giving us new lives. And I figured that my grandfather lived a long life here as a vessel for God, and now that he's gone physically, he's given a new life with God in heaven. So this is for him.
Oh.
This is a reading from the book of Matthew.
For it is like a man going on a journey, who summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went on a journey. The one who had received 5 talents went off right away and put his money to work and gained 5 more. In the same way, the one who had been given 2 gained 2 more. But the one who had received 1 talent went out and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money in it. After a long time, the master of those servants came and settled his accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 more, saying, "Sir, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I've gained 5 more. His master answered, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I'll put you in charge of many. Enter into joy with your master." The one with the 2 talents also came and said, "Sir, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I've gained 2 more. His master answered, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who received 1 talent came and said, "Sir, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you didn't sow and gathering where you didn't scatter. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. See, here, I have what is yours." But his master answered, "Evil and lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I didn't sow and gather where I didn't scatter? Then you should have deposited my money with the bankers. Then on my return, I would have at least received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. For the one who has will be given more, and he will have more than enough. But the one who doesn't have, even that which he has, will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant out into the outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I don't have to tell anybody in this room about service. I know that many of you are serving the public as police officers. There are folks here, I understand, from the hospital and the living center. And I don't have to tell you folks about service. It's a wonderful thing that this was what Craig's life was made of. He started a church here. That was his work here. And he expected that service to be spread out throughout the community. And I was fortunate to have been asked to continue that service on. My name is Rabbi Mark Mose. For those who I haven't met yet, I look forward to that pleasure. When Craig taught, he worked from some basic principles. And there's another parable I want to read you. And that's going to be from the book of Mark. The wonders of modern technology. Again, he began to teach by the lake. This is referring to Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as we refer to him in the Hebrew tongue. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the lake and sat there while the whole crowd was on the shore by the lake. He taught them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. Then when the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it didn't have sufficient root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and they grew up and choked it out, and it did not produce grain. But other seed fell on good soil and produced grain, sprouting and growing, some yielding 30 times as much, some 60, and some 100 times. And he said, "Whoever has ears to hear had better listen." Then later, when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those outside, everything is in parables, so that although they look, they may look but may not see. And although they may hear, but they may not understand, so they may not repent and be forgiven." He said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? Then how will you understand any parable? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. On the path, whenever they hear, immediately Satan comes and snatches the word that was sown in them. These are the ones that were sown on the rocky ground. As soon as they hear the word, they receive it with joy, but they have no root in themselves and do not endure. Then, when trouble and persecution comes because of the word, immediately they fall away. Others are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, but worldly cares and the seductiveness of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it produces nothing. But these are the ones that were sown on the good soil." They hear the word, receive it, and bear fruit 130 times as much, 160, 100, some thousands. And I'm going to miss Craig. He was the sower of that seed, and I know that his seed produces fruit. If you want the opportunity to understand that, you're welcome to come and visit our church. There's information about it in the Tempo every Saturday. And I'm going to be putting my number in there so that anybody who wants directions can be feel free to call me to get there. Craig had a wonderful philosophy. It's called Christianity. Christianity is a reality. It's not really a philosophy. Philosophy has some two big questions that are always asked. It's like, what are the meaning of life and why are we here? Craig knew the answers to those questions because they're in the Bible. It's very simple. Every Christian knows that the answer to those two tough questions that have been grappled with for centuries are the two commandments of Yeshua. He summed up the Torah in the two commandments. The Torah, of course, is still relevant, but Yeshua has summed it up for us. What is the meaning of life? It's the first commandment. The meaning of life is to give glory to God. It's the reason we're all here, which is the second question, to make life easy for each other. That Christian service, putting those together, is what Craig lived his life doing. And those of you who serve others know what that's all about. And that was Craig Emsweller. That was my rabbi. That was my teacher, my pastor. And all I can do is hope to fill his shoes. I wanted to invite Michelle and Leah up. I have some things to, a couple things to read. I don't know what's good first. Leah.
Oh, who's going to pop up? Baby.
So this letter was sent to our family from my grandpa's friend, Richard. God has once again chosen to remove from the midst of the living one of his own consecrated sons. According to my 43 years of dedicated service to the things that made Craig a spiritual giant amongst religious dwarfs, I believe that from our perspective, Craig is in the sleep of death. However, from Craig's perspective, the sleep will be void of time, so that the next instant for him will be when all true saints of God will forever be joined with Yeshua and Yahweh. Death to me has always been a subject of great interest, primarily because it is so central to God's word and to our individual daily motivations. None of us want to die, primarily, particularly, when the earth's life is almost people have attained onto. But with those of us who intimately know God, His Christ, and their plan of salvation, death is not final but a transition to everlasting glory. It's where history and eternity meet. Those of us who are true believers and are a part of Yahweh's little flock are to proclaim and declare this meeting of history and eternity to all who have ears to hear. Like few others, Craig's earthly sojourn was a minister these truths, and he did so with the very love of God that so richly coursed through every cell of his body. This earthly temple is now gone and will be greatly missed by those of us who loved him so. Yet we must remember Craig's temple, like those of Solomon and Herod's, were only significant for their housing God's spirit. Craig's spirit has left his temple, but it's not gone far away from you and I. Craig's life and passing will be in vain if those he touched failed to nourish and pass on the love that poured forth from the very heart that finally ceased to function on the physical plane. But it will never cease to perform with regards to its influence on and over those who knew him. For that love of God is eternal and will never fail to comfort, encourage, and edify those who are open to it. All of us as his family and friends and wife, even just acquaintances, will miss Craig's presence, his comforting, supportive voice, so deep and authoritative and full of compassion and empathy. No one can take his place, a place in our hearts that is reserved for just a one. Because I was one of his dearest and closest friends, we had a relationship that transcended the flesh and touched the very throne of Yahweh. Our relationship began in Santa Fe in the early 1990s, while Teresa and I, his wife, were clustered in a motorhome in the parking lot of a health spa. From the moment he knocked on our door and introduced himself, we were divinely yoked and bonded and bound into a brotherhood of all true believers. Many of you connected with Craig in a similar way, and those of you who came forth from his loins have that extra something, a physical part of him in you. My prayer for all of you that are still in this earthen vessel is that you will not squander the love that Craig put forth into your lives. Nurture it, feed on it, and let it grow into a blossom and fruitage, for this love is only fruit that will be the basis of where we find ourselves once God chooses to release us from these dying bodies. I love you all who Craig loved. My source of this love was Craig's source. It is a divine and therefore inexhaustive. For those of you who may hear these words but are not part of the household of faith, I would encourage you to use the life and death of Craig as a springboard to maybe for the first time seriously consider stopping the defecation of your own will and begin to depend more upon God's. Nothing would please Craig more than if this were to happen. In other words, open your heart to God and some self-scrutiny, and if you do and find there are some things needing to be dealt with, know for certain that an all-loving God is poised, ready to possess you with his love and forgiveness. Remember one and all, we are just a moment away from no longer being. Use your time and energy wisely as one who will be soon held accountable by God for what you did and didn't do while in the flesh. For this part, Craig has finished his course with flying colors. May we all one day have someone to say this about us. Craig is irreplaceable, but if I can in some way shepherd any of you, I am here to do so. And may our brother, father, husband, and friend be remembered with joy as we together give thanks to a God who will so richly bless us with someone like Craig Emsworth. In Christ's love.
This poem was also sung by my dad's friend, Richard and Teresa. It's called A Hope for Tomorrow. We live in memory of our brother and friend, Craig Winslow. No loss of life is without pain when ones we love no more remain. For when they go, then there's a part we take with them right from our hearts. Through emptiness is left behind, may we think not Yahweh unkind. When he allows the hurt and grief, and days we find no relief. The sun, it's no more brightly shines, and peace within seems hard to find. The night is dark and oh so long, down deep within we need a song. But Yahweh's near, he's always been, we're not to fear, but trust in him. A resurrection soon will come, when we'll someday see our loved ones. Through Craig be gone, he's just asleep, he will awake for Yahweh's keeps. A promise true for me and you, his saints who died will be made new. For Yeshua he will raise, his bride-to-be to him be praised. Then there will be a joyful sound when we before his throne be found. And for all those not yet in Christ, mock not his holy sacrifice. The death he bore, he died for all, to buy back all men from the fall. A day will come when you will too, when you'll be raised and be made new. A day when you will come to know the Lord of life who loves you so. And so I say, be of good cheer. The Lord can dry up all your tears. He'll comfort you in every way. If in his arms you'll rest today. And if unto him you will turn to, there's nothing that he will not do. He will be your strength and through the night and turn your darkness into light. So if in you this life we just stood on mountaintops, would that be good? For through the valleys that we go, there's so much we can come to know. We find there's one good thing death brings, about which of all of us can sing. In spite of pain and death and sorrow, there is always hope for tomorrow.
Sorry, I just wanted to thank all of you guys on behalf of Craig's daughters and sons, my uncles and aunts, my uncle and aunts. They were not able to stay to the service. They all live in another city, and my father was diagnosed with walking pneumonia, so I would just like to thank all of you guys so much for coming. It means a lot, and on their behalf as well. So thank you.
At this time, I wanted to invite up Chief Anglada and Lieutenant Maggio. They have a presentation to make today. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to close in prayer, and then I have just one final thing before we all go back to be with our friends and families. Father Yahweh, although we never want to let go of a brother or sister, We know the importance of Craig to you, to your son Yeshua, and the work that he did for your Holy Spirit. We know that our time here is temporary, and that out of eternity, it's just a drop in the bucket. We're here to serve. We're here to plant seed. And Craig did those like no man I've ever met in my life. I'm proud to be a part of his church. And Father Yahweh, I can only ask for the blessing of your Holy Spirit on me and Rabbi Clausen as we try to continue the work that Craig did here. We ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Folks, Craig lived a wonderful life, and just like George at the end of that movie, when he had the little encounter with the angel and got to see a little alternative reality, he touched a lot of people. And all that had to happen was for the word to go through town that he was in trouble, and the entire town came out to take care of that need. Craig was such a giver that he literally didn't leave anything left for himself. And I have the difficult chore of making an appeal to you today that as the hat is passed around, or if you'd like to take advantage of a piece of original artwork that's back there on the table from one of our parishioners, if you can donate, please, if you can, help the family. I'd appreciate that, and I ask for that. Thank you all very much for coming tonight.
I don't know if one of the officers was...
Those who were able to attend a couple nights ago were able to see the mic opened up for people. Unfortunately, with the fact that we're in a weekday now, people can need to get back to work. We can't take advantage of that same type of thing. I wanted to thank you all for coming, and please have a good evening.